You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, this is that time of the week. Every single Wednesday, we do this thing at 4 o'clock. We call it the Grand Council. I bring in a couple of brethren who are in talk radio longer than I've been, and we ping each other with questions. We kind of go around and see whether we agree or not. Don't always agree, but we still love each other when it's done. I think we're still missing one. Boomer, is Dale Jackson even on the line? Well, we're going to talk bad about him then. We're just going to make that part of the topic of the show. In the meantime, I do have with me, newly christened as the editor-in-chief of 1819 News and the host of his own show, the Jeff Poor Show, down on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile. On the line right now, Jeff Poor, are you there?
I am present.
I'm glad you're present. Does that mean that we get to talk bad about Dale for a few minutes or what?
Yeah, let's play the music. And we can incorporate it.
All right, well, tell you what, two out of three are here. I'm not going to waste time waiting. I'm going to go ahead and pronounce a quorum, so hit it, Boomer.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta! All right. Hey, listen, we are back right now. So Boomer's working feverishly to try and figure out what the heck with Dale Jackson. But in the meantime, I got Jeff Poor. First question, Jeff, what do you got?
What does Dale Jackson have better to be doing right now than be on this radio show at this moment in time? Go.
Surely nothing of any worth. I know that to be a case. I mean, there's some degeneracy, I'm sure, happening as we speak right now.
Is he getting his head polished? What was he getting his little Fu Manchu thing?
It's a beard trim. He's having a beard trim done. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Dale Jackson, are you here?
I've been here the whole time. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, then let me formally introduce you, oh wonderful one who shows up when you feel like it. That would be Dale Jackson from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, host of The Dale Jackson Show. And, oh, by the way, writes for Yellowhammer News. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
All right. Do some push-ups while Jeff and I talk. Okay, all right.
Well, let me revise my question.
All right.
What did Dale Jackson have better to be doing that would lead him to be late to this segment?
I think it goes back again to having his hair polished, his beard trimmed, and probably a pedicure while he was at it.
Incorrect. I'm sitting here looking at the log for the Phil Williams Show, Right Side Radio, and I'm wondering, what the hell's going on here?
All right, ask a real question, Jeff. What do you got?
Let's go. How does John Cooper still have a job? Was arrested. This has been long rumored that he was going to be moving on, but here it is. It's June 14th, and he's still the Alabama director. Director of the Alabama Department of Transportation.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you and I talked about this briefly the other day. I mean, the man's been known to have a temper for years. It's also the worst kept secret in all of Montgomery that he was not planning on staying in office much longer, likely due to health reasons. I've even heard who his successor is going to be. It's very likely going to be State Senator Clyde Chambliss. But that being said, I don't know. I mean, what does it take? I guess at this point they're letting it play out. I'm not going to be surprised to find misdemeanor charges by an angry neighbor dropped. But still, this is a bit embarrassing for the Biden, for the Ivey administration to have a cabinet-level official arrested for a fuss with his neighbor. Dale. Go ahead.
Well, I would say one possibility. I mean, is there like a joint transportation committee that Clyde Chambliss just had to preside over? I mean, maybe it's something like that is all I can figure.
Maybe. I don't know. Dale?
Is it wrong just to stay on theme and start chanting, lock him up? I mean, he seems to be a menace to society.
Been locked up.
Put him away for a long time. Just lock him up. I don't know. I mean, look, he's a powerful guy, right, Jeff? You told me this earlier. You know, what more does state government do than roads and all this other stuff? That's like the one thing that you can look to. He's a powerful guy. He's been there forever. I think he'll walk away when he wants to. And KIV, I mean, does KIV push anyone out besides like the under person who was under kindergarten in the state. I mean, has she done that to anybody?
She did have that one, and that was a good point. I'd forgotten about the kindergarten one. But then again, I think that was a resignation followed quickly by a statement. I don't know, man. I think John Cooper is probably going to announce something here in the next 30 days. That's my guess. Your
what
own
are
question,
we
Jeff.
Waiting on?
I don't know. I don't have a – I don't know, like, except that maybe they're hoping it'll blow over and he can retire with some dignity. I don't know. But I think that ship sailed. I think it's time to go. It's got to. I mean, you were already going to leave anyway, right? Go.
It's just so weird, and I just it makes this administration look a little unaccountable.
Well, it does, and the statements being made have been nothing burgers. You know, things like, we will allow the legals to play out. Really? That's your statement? This is your secretary or your
well,
director?
Well, no, here's what it is, Senator. It's like we don't care about accountability. We don't care about what this means to my administration. It doesn't matter what you think either. We're going to do this on our own terms and on our own timeline. Suck it up. Signed, Governor Ivey.
I think somebody's got a Baldwin County bridge under his saddle right now. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, I mean, I don't even live that. I live like 30 miles from that. I just don't like arrogance in government, and John Cooper epitomizes it.
Fair enough. I mean, I think he's gone. I think he's going to have to be. Well, we'll see what happens. Next question. I'll take it. Victory Land, the McGregor family, gambling, doing what they want to do, breaking every law, been raided how many times? Victory Land finally got told by a court of law, hey, you can no longer have those machines. They are not actually bingo. They're slot machines. Stop it now. Is that decision, though, is that a prelude to a special session? Here's why we have to do this, because Victory Land doesn't know what to do. Or was that a shot across the bow by the AG saying, I will enforce these laws. Don't be stupid. Which one do you think it was? Dale Jackson.
I'm guessing it was the I'm going to enforce these laws. So don't be stupid. But have they thought about taking, a horse race from 20 years ago? And putting that on a screen and letting people bet on those, because that's the next thing they're going to try to do. And that's it's called historical paramutual horse racing or some dumb nonsense. And that's where they're going to go.
Well, so all you got to do is get a book of what happened 20 years ago and you win every bet.
Because it's actually a slot machine, but it's a slot machine for dummies. I mean, that's basically what it is.
Oh, my God.
And that's all it is. And they're going to try their best to figure out a way to get to that next. That's the next thing.
How much money do they invest in these machines to get around a law?
My guess is there's a lot of this going on all over the country, and they find, attorneys general and you find sheriffs who don't care, and then you make the court shut you down.
You mean like Jefferson County, Alabama? Wow.
Yeah.
Jeff, what do you think?
I think they'll figure out a way around it. They always do. They're working on it right now. Billy McFarland and that crowd in Green County is working it out. That's just the way this works. It's like a private enterprise can always outsmart government. And I don't want to sound like a pro gambling guy, but they got to do something to get to the point where they can fix it.
Get to the point where they can fix it. You mean get to the point where they can tax it legally? Is what you're saying?
Or just put in some kind of law saying, dear Green County, dear Macon County, you're not allowed to have this. I don't know.
We have that.
I got another question.
How come we have that now. We have that law exists now. That's why the court had to rule.
Well, they need it. They need it specifically in writing, I think.
It's in writing. That's it.
But they've always figured out a way. It should just say, thou shalt have no gambling in Macon County. I don't know. But how do the Porch Creek Indians still operate?
Well, they're on federal tribal land, and they're a breed unto themselves. I mean, that's
the federal law says you can have what the state has. The state has said, no, you cannot have this. So how does it that PCI says, well, the other places in the state have this, so we got it. Isn't that a contradiction?
They got really good lobbyists. I'm just saying. But,
it's weird to me. They can have gambling if they really, really want it, but do it the right way.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is, we can't say they don't have laws because they do have laws. They just choose to try and skirt the laws, and then nobody enforces them. So all said and done, Porch Creeks are going to have federal investigators come down there, and they're not going to do it. In the state, by the way, we have the laws. They just don't want to, deal with them. And so next thing you know, it depends upon the strength and the will of whoever happens to be in office at the time. And Governor Ivey has said, well, it's hard to enforce these laws. We need to do something so I can tax it. That's where we're going to be pretty soon, I think. Dale Jackson, next question.
I'll give you a really simple one here about announcements and all sorts of stuff. How many different times can Brian Taylor make his announcement that he's running for office exclusively on a radio show. It was on my show. It was on Jeff's show. It was on your show. I mean, how many times can you exclusively launch that you're running for office on a radio show?
Well, he was exclusive to your show.
I see. He got me.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's it. He's coming on my show in 15 minutes. So
it's an exclusive.
It's an exclusive to Right Side Radio at 4:30. I have the 4:30 exclusive.
WBNN.
Yes. And then, Jeff, you had the, 9:30 exclusive, I think.
Yeah, I suppose. He calls, yeah, I want to make the announcement on your show. I was like, all right, go for it. I wonder if there's another talk show host that's going to have him do the announcement. That would be awkward, wouldn't it?
I just think that the reality is he is working the whole state, and he knew who to go talk to. He had all the right people. All right, listen, that's round one. We'll go ahead and turn off the feedback from Dale's phone and move to a break. We'll come back for round two of the Grand Council with Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News. Dale Jackson from WVN up in Huntsville, and also with Yellowhammer News, and little old me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Going back right now to round number two of Wednesday's Grand Council, we got Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile, also the editor-in-chief at 1819 News. Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville, and also writes with Yellowhammer News, and then me. So first question, second round, Jeff Poore, what you got?
Tomorrow at the Alabama Department of Archives and History, they are hosting Alabama's LGBTQ+ history event, Invisible No More. And I wanted to know if either Dale, well, Dale probably may know some of this, but Senator, were you aware that the LGBTQ community plus community had played such a consequential role in Alabama history?
I feel certain that's true. I just feel it to my core that. And what I also didn't realize was how many crosses had been burned on the front yards of LGBTQ2IA+ acronym households. I mean, they are making everything a threat, everything a look who we are, everything a don't you know we're big and we're more than just 0.004% of the population. It's unbelievable. We're choking on rainbows right now. Dale? Is Dale laughing at my choking on
That's
rainbows?
That's funny. That is funny. I didn't know they were being silent. I had no idea. I didn't know they were, because they seemed pretty damn loud to me. I'll just be completely honest with you. And I don't know if you guys know this or not. George Wallace was gay. I don't know if you guys know that.
No, he was not. You stop that right now.
That's how rumors get started.
Hey, we're calling Abraham Lincoln gay. Why not? We'll just start making stuff up. We'll just be like, all right, yeah, well.
Your own question,
more
Jeff.
Like Bear Bryant, probably.
Oh, wow. Man. Let's start.
Yeah. So,
he was a bear, though, they say.
Yeah,
right.
My God.
Well, hey, I'm not the one calling you now. You're right. We're not the ones calling ourselves
I just
bears,
realized there's going to be a drag queen somewhere calling themselves Bear Bryant, spelled B-A-R-E. I see it coming.
Oh, gosh, I hope so. It's tax dollars being used for this sort of stuff. I guess the question would be, well, how many corporate sponsors will this event have? And will all the of number them. Of sponsors outnumber the number of actual participants and attendees?
And this is going to be at the archives, you said?
It's going to be at the archives right there. You know where it is, right there.
I love the archives. And they've got an entire display there to the 167th Infantry, and they've got great interactive stuff for kids
to
come through. Well,
Senator, they are invisible no more.
I'm saying. I had no idea the importance that the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym society had played in Alabama's history. Ask me a question, Dale. Get me off the track.
I think you're actually second, but I will go ahead and ask you this question. When we talk about all the things going on in the state of Alabama And we look at Tommy Tuberville skipping out on a vote yesterday where it would have zero impact on anything he did. And then you watched all these people who already are about Donald or about Tommy Tuberville and Donald Trump, and they're getting all upset about it. You saw Todd Stacey. This, he wanted to be on banking, and he didn't show up to this vote. That didn't matter. And then you have individuals like Josh Moon, who decided that Tubbs is always out for himself. And all these silly people, including your boy, regular guest host on here with the Trustville Tribune, Scott Buttram, which, by the way, would make another great drag queen name. Just throwing that out there. This guy, these all are taking all these shots at Tuberville. Why? What are they doing? Because the leadership's mad? Who cares?
First of all, they need to say something because Tuberville's standing up against abortion in the DOD, and that's what they're mad about. That's the real mad. But secondly, here's the thing. Ain't none of those folks said, was that vote scheduled before he was already on a plane to fly to this event? Was that vote already on the calendar for him to know in advance of having committed to being at a major event with the former president of the United States? And if the answer to that is yes, it was on the books and he knew it was coming and he chose not to be there, then the next question is, like you said, what was the impact of his non-participation? Because there are times when you have no choice but to be off the legislative floor. And so I don't know. I look at it and think, what did we miss? And apparently not much. Jeff?
Yeah, it's all the same people you just mentioned there that seem to be super fans of Katie Britt. Is that maybe it? They really want her star to shine? I don't know. But you're right. This is not a consequential vote. And my audience, at least when I posed this question, were overwhelmingly Team Tuberville. And I think he gets a bump from standing alongside yeah. Donald Trump and not at the Jared Bernstein vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, show a picture of him with Donald Trump. Boom, conversation over, right?
I totally agree. Let me get my question in real quick before we hit the break. Trump indicted this week. These charges are more serious than the other charges he's faced, but does this give him a permanent bump or a temporary bump in the polling? Your thoughts, Jeff?
Probably temporary, but it's not. It doesn't matter. He's still going to be the solid by double digits front runner.
Yeah, Dale.
Americans love victims. They love them, and he's being victimized pretty clearly here. I think he did the obstruction stuff, but it doesn't really matter now, does it? I think that this will really help him out. Not that he wasn't going to have it anyway. I think it's his to lose. And I think everybody knows that.
I think you're both right. I mean, I think the reality is this is a temporary bump, but it's a long term. He can ride this one for quite a while because every time the court does something, he gets another mailer he can do for his campaign. All right, fellers, appreciate you. Grand Counsel Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, the Jeff Poor Show, and also editor in chief 1819 News. Dale Jackson, 770 AM, 92.5 FM out of Huntsville. And also Yellowhammer News, and me. We cover all of it here on the Grand Council. All right, guys. You guys have a great day. Man, we crammed that in, didn't we? All right. Hey, coming up next, by the way, you heard it mentioned a minute ago, State Senator Brian Taylor, friend of mine. We sat next to each other on the Senate floor for a number of years. He was the senior advisor to Governor Riley, the chief legal counsel to Governor Ivey. And he's about to make an announcement on this show that he's running for statewide office. You guys stay tuned. I'll let him tell you all about it.